Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of Cowboys on hand for Tyron Smith's retirement presser. We had DeMarcus Ware, Jason Garrett, Zach Martin, fellow retiree in 2025, Lyle Collins, Tyler Biadasz, the whole current offensive line room of your Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons, and more current Cowboys were there. I saw Flus, the new defensive coordinator who's back, was also there when Tyron was playing, was in attendance. Jason Garrett, as I mentioned. So what is a sad day, but also honoring a great career, one of the all-time best Cowboy linemen and best linemen in NFL history, the great Tyron Smith. Salute to you, sir. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, live here from Shell Shack, right off North Henderson in Dallas, and we really encourage you to come on out, party with us. We just had Todd come by, another big-time Tolo. Nigel, the GM here, says he turns it on, leaves it on every single day. You're amongst family here at Shell Shack, so come on out right off North Henderson. Like I said, if you're driving up and you see, hey, there's a construction detour right before you park, don't worry about it. Just bypass that, turn left right into the parking lot. We're going to be here partying until 6:30.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. It's the whole thing, I was thinking about Tyron Smith, and we kind of touched on it a little bit yesterday. You do hold his rights now.
That was a brilliant point you made yesterday, in case.
If we get to week 15 and we might have an emergency Eric Weddle situation where, you know, we have to have somebody dressed for a game to maybe be our emergency guy, maybe Tyron Smith. But you do hold his rights. But he might also be, hey, that's it. But I kind of feel like that Tyron Smith is always going to stay in shape and be ready when he's if he's ever called on again.
Man, and pretty cool seeing DeMarcus Ware there as well. Yeah. Tyron said I still owe a lot of credit to him for teaching me how to shave my head. In regards to DeMarcus Ware, some funny moments. Jerry Jones on Tyron Smith, there's no doubt in my mind you'll be in the Hall of Fame. He added, it's a tragedy that we didn't get a Super Bowl, but that doesn't take away from what you accomplished. It's been an honor.
There's going to be several Cowboy Hall of Fame members that are going to, it's when they put up their numbers and their bios and their resumes and all that, there's going to be a lot of them that don't have that. There's going to be the Zach Martins and
we just had DeMarcus Ware go in.
How about Jason Witten?
Yep.
You're going to have some all-timers that are not, they're going to be very much the guys, we always laugh about Charles Barkley and no championships and stuff like that, but you're going to have some Dallas Cowboy Hall of Fame members that are not championship winners, whereas some that have gone in from the early 90s, and it took Ware going to Denver to get his Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just, that is what annoys me. And Jerry saying that is okay, I hear you.
You said it about Romo.
But, I mean, yeah, how many times, like every time you're saying that with one of these players in these moments, how's that not a sobering moment for you to think like, damn, why am I continuing to say this? What is wrong? What are we not doing? What is the issue here to why we're not able to get over that hump and accomplish that goal? I mean, Zach Martin was just on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long, and Chris Long was asking him, like, who's the team that you hated the most? He said, the Eagles. And he said, you know, it's also annoying is during my career, somehow the Eagles were able to win two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And there were years I felt we had just as good, if not better, of a team.
No question.
But they found a way to get it done.
No question.
It's so heartbreaking as a Cowboy fan, and I'm sure it's heartbreaking for those players.
Yeah.
That grinded away.
Oh, no, they're going to go into Hall of Fame and not have, you know, on the bus there when you go to Canton and you walk by and you see that bust, and you're going to look down and they're going to have all the things that they have done, all the things they have accomplished. Super Bowl will not be a one. It will
sucks.
Not be on Zach Martin's. It won't be on – and it surely won't be on Tyron Smith's. And it won't be on Jason Witten's as well.
No, they will have that dominant win in Tampa versus a sub 500 Buccaneer team, ending Brady's career.
Did end Brady's career.
Let's not forget that, Hall of Fame voters.
J-Ron Curse, forever the last person to intercept Tom Brady. That'll be a great trivia question one day down the line for you trivia people out there.
J-Ron Curse.
J-Ron Curse, the last person to intercept Tom Brady. 877-881-1053. The number to text here is we're partying live from Shell Shack off North Henderson. Again, tomorrow, National Crawfish Day, $6 per pound tomorrow.
That's a deal.
Across all the Shell Shack locations, and we got Draft 101. That's going to be tomorrow, 6:45. Doors are going to open at the radio station, 4131 North Central Expressway. Whataburger going to be feeding you as well. Looking forward to that. We'll see everybody. Me, Brian will be out there, Bobby Belt, and then our cast from DallasCowboys.com.
You know, and I encourage guys and gals. You know, we got a lot of gals that follow the draft. And, you know, if you have your questions, and maybe you're a gal that wants to come in, maybe you're not a fan of the Cowboys, but you have questions, please do show up. You know, love to have everybody there. And I'll tell you this, though, Wolchuk. If people don't ask questions, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start asking questions of them.
Oh, and Brian likes to put you on the spot.
I will put you on the spot. If you're sitting there and I know you have questions, but you don't ask them, I will put you on your spot and see what your opinions are.
Oh, he will. All right, latest draft day buzz here. There is some reports coming out of San Francisco. They've been making some calls, and there is a chance maybe – the Niners could be looking to move up into the top six of the draft.
There you go.
So that is according to some sources there in the Bay Area. Niners have 11 picks in the 2025 draft and projected 10 or more picks with comp picks next year. So they've got a lot of flexibility if they do want to try and jump up into the top six. And we know, like, New England's a team that you've brought up.
Giants, New England. We'll see if Jacksonville is interested. Jacksonville seems pretty locked in right now. But I know on good authority from a gang of seven that Giants are interested in moving, and also the Patriots if you come with the right compensation package.
So that could be a team to watch out for. Now, who will they be going up to get? I don't know, but there might be somebody that they covet. We also got some more trade buzz. The Giants, apparently, according to Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, have reached out to the Eagles to inquire about tight end Dallas Goedert, who they put on the trade block. So it's rare you see an interdivision trade. It's not something that hasn't been done before, but typically you wouldn't see a trade within the division. Maybe this is one of the compensations, right? Giants end up acquiring tight end Dallas Goedert from the Eagles. That'd be something to monitor there.
Interdivision,
yes, sir.
I've been seeing a lot of Mason Taylor, one of y'all's favorite tight ends in this draft, going to the Eagles. That would suck.
It really, really would stink. Speaking of tight ends, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta. I was talking to you guys about this as we were leaving yesterday. But Mark Andrews, he's still on the team. DaCosta saying, quote, he's a great player. We're in the business of keeping as many great players as we can. So there's always a lot of unpredictability with the draft. You just never know. Cutting him saves the Ravens $7 million in cap space. And they take on $9.9 million in dead money. But, I mean, you're talking about, I believe, the leader in all-time catches and touchdowns, or one of the two for the Ravens. And if his Raven career would end on basically costing them a chance to make the Super Bowl with that drop there, at least the conference championship game, gosh, that'd be a heartbreaking way to end your career as a Raven.
Yeah, that would be not how you drew it up right there. But he is still super talented. I could see teams being interested in him to some extent, but... yeah, that would be – you'd hate to see that be the last play.
All right, Brian, we need to find out who this coach is. This is Diana Rossini, Scoop City, and she's pumping out her and Chase Daniel, South Lake Carroll Zone. They're doing a great job with this, and Diana is on the scoop. I know one of Jane Slater's best friends. There's a debate, who is Jane's best friend? And maybe Diana is, but here was her and Chase Daniel talking about one of the quarterbacks in the upcoming draft.
Tyler Shuck is a player in this draft. His stock is rising. He is a name that I am hearing in league circles way more now than I was just 3 weeks ago in terms of a QB on the board that could be taken in the first round.
Wow. That is some news. And honestly, I don't think he's going to go into that quarterback three territory where I have Shedeur Sanders, Jackson Dart sort of at. But I do think he's legitimate at number four.
I had a head coach in the NFL, a current one, tell me that he thinks that Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this class. And I even said better than Cam Ward. He said better than Cam Ward.
Really?
A head coach told Diana Russini that they believe Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback in this class. Now, just a quick background on Tyler Shuck out of Louisville. Texas Tech Red Raider fans know him well. Oregon Duck fans know him well.
Sure.
Until this past year at Louisville, he had never played more than 8 games in his 7-year college career due to injuries. Yeah. They went 8-4 at Louisville. There were some great moments. He does certainly have arm strength. He's got good ball placement at times, and he's the prototype size that you want.
6'5", 219.
Big kid.
Yeah.
And you never want to write a dude off. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe things have just clicked and he was a late bloomer. But this, to me, is pretty shocking and might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Well, you know, you have to, when you watch him play at Louisville, and there are times where his receivers did not help him. You know, there was some throws where they were, that resulted in turnovers where his guys just didn't, you know, secure the ball. You know, he does play under center, which is kind of rare for these quarterbacks in this day and age. But he battles with inconsistency for the position. You know, he could be right on the mark, and then other times where he's just not even close. And I think he's a much better passer, like a lot of these quarterbacks, when protected. Because he has a tendency, and I brought this up, when you watch his tape, he tends to flinch in the pocket or fall back when he's under pressure. And there's several snaps in the Notre Dame game where you could watch him and he's under pressure and he's worrying about protecting his collarbone. He broke it in 21. He broke it in 22. He broke his fibula in 23. This guy has been often injured, lost time, not a lot of games. He'll be 26 years old in September, and he's got that significant injury history. So, you know, hey, these quarterbacks, it's like those flavors of ice cream. My mint chocolate chip is your rocky road. So you just never really know. But I would surprise, you could hear it, in Chase Daniel's voice, couldn't you? When she said that, he was kind of like, huh, really? Like he, you know,
yes,
quarterbacks tend to go and evaluate other quarterbacks. He's probably not looked at everybody else in the draft, but I guarantee you he's looked at the top 15 quarterbacks in the draft, and he probably has an idea that this guy is not the best quarterback in the draft. Absolutely not.
Man, I mean, it is. You never know how these quarterbacks are going to end up developing, but that was a wild, wild take. Then the Giants, they've been linked to Travis Hunter as well. We'll see.
I think it's Hunter or Carter, myself.
And we'll see what the Browns do at two. That might end up making the decision for them, even though they did work out Shedeur Sanders again. Colorado two-way player Travis Hunter, if he gets drafted by the Giants, their general manager Joe Schein said they would not be afraid of playing him on both sides of the football. So yesterday we had the report that he
17 games
wouldn't play if a team didn't have him allowing him to do that. But we'll see what ends up happening with whoever ends up taking him. But the Giants are saying they're open to that possibility. Mm-hmm. Lions corner, Terrion Arnold, this is pretty awesome. Last year they drafted him and Kyrie Jackson. Or Kyrie Jackson went to the Minnesota Vikings, but they were in the same draft class. Right. And Kyrie Jackson tragically lost his life in a car crash in July. So now Terrion Arnold is going to change his number from 0 to 6 to honor Kyrie Jackson, whom was a good friend of his. I think that's an awesome move. And Kyrie Jackson was a player that we really, really liked a lot coming out of the draft. One that, man, I mean, it's just there's a heartbreaking tragedy. Garrett Podol of CBS Sports had 3 first-round trades the Cowboys could make to increase their draft picks. Mm-hmm. One of which would be just dropping down a couple of spots to 14 with the Colts. Maybe the Colts want to come up to go get a tight end. You could pick up a first next year, he says. You get 14, you get a 4th round pick, and you get the Colts 12th there. And then a trade down from 8 down to 18 to Seattle as well. You could get pick 18,
from them, and then an extra third rounder to move down there, which sounds realistic. I don't think the Colts move would be realistic whatsoever.
I mean, I love it. I'm hoping there's a team that falls in love with one of these guys, even if it's just moving down a couple of spots.
Three-spot move.
For a fourth-round pick.
Three-spot move for next year's one? Was that what he said?
I don't think that.
It was next year's one. That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's out of his gourd.
I just can't see that.
Trade down from to 14.
12 to 14. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That doesn't make sense. That's media watchdog stuff right there.
And then the Steelers trade, which might be able to net you the most haul. And this one would be like, hey, you see quarterbacks start to fly off the board.
Yeah.
This would be you're able to secure their third round pick, which is 83 overall. You can get an extra five as well, which would be pick number 156, and that's from moving from 12 down to 21.
So 83 and 156?
83 and 156, going from 12 to 21.
See, now there's a realistic trade.
That one could work.
That's realistic.
That one could work right there.
Absolutely.
We'll just see if any of these teams want to move on up and be able to get somebody. Let's talk with Tim Cato, All City Dallas. He was there. He'll be able to give us all the insight on what the hell went down with that Maverick deal yesterday. How excited is he for this play-in tonight, and more regarding what is going on with Dirk and the Mavericks. We'll talk with Cato.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up next.
All right, let's talk Mavs with Tim Cato, All City Dallas. He was there at the ridiculous no recordings, no cameras presser from Nico Harrison and Company yesterday. Segment here in the Nation is brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. 40. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas, and now we go to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our good buddy, All City Dallas's own, Tim Cato. Tim, happy game day, dude. This is a huge day, right? This is a big, giant winner-go-home scenario. We're all very, very excited.
Yeah, you know, the Mavericks have a chance to set franchise history, win their first ever play-in game. The season is going swimmingly.
Now, I really want to talk about yesterday, Tim. How ridiculous was all of that?
I don't understand what they were trying to do with that. I had heard about this. Other people have said this. I heard they're going to do it 2 weeks ago. They're going to do it a week before the Luka game. And I think it would have been weird to do a press conference in this setting. You know, no audio, no video, select number of media members allowed. But I had heard that it was going to happen. And at least I can kind of wrap my mind around, if you come into that meeting a week before the Luka game, you know that local media, this is going to be the biggest story of the week. Luka's homecoming. So you do it a week before. Maybe in their minds they're trying to, you know, win some local media over, give them reasons for why it happened. Maybe, you know, it slightly, you know, frames the narrative of what everything, how everything happened, how everything is covered with Luka's return. That could, I guess, make a little bit of sense, especially if you come into that and say, hey, we apologize, we messed up. We should have had a press conference much sooner than this. This is kind of like our version of an apology to the local media. We haven't been fair to you. Instead, they did it the day before a play-in game. They're nominally, I guess, trying to win. They did it, on a week where Nico Harrison is supposed to do an exit interview. That's what they told us. That exit interview may be Thursday or Friday, you know, on the good chance they just lose tonight. I don't understand why it was done in this manner at this time. I especially don't understand the timing. And it's just a weird scene all around. But at least I got to find a cool new boardroom in the American Airlines Center that I'd never been in before. So not all is lost.
What were some of the takeaways from what was said? I was really hoping that I was getting ball sagged when people ran with what you said about Rick Welts comparing this trade to when he was in Golden State and he traded Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be slightly fair before I continue criticizing that analogy. There was a huge fan reaction to Lakeup, to Joe Lakeup, the Warriors owner at the time, and I get that's what Welts was trying to portray in that analogy, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. You know, you can't compare a one of a kind, never been done, unprecedented trade to any other trade. Because there is no comparison. There's a reason that this is the biggest sports story in North America. Like, I think genuinely, at least of recent memory, is because this is such an unprecedented deal. And so when you say, you know, Monte Ellis, but Steph Curry was behind him and he made all the pain go away, that's great. But Luka is the step in this analogy. You know, the real analogy is trading away Dennis Smith Jr. to pave the way for Luka Doncic. But yeah, the big takeaway was that Nico Harrison's talking points were just about the same. And, you know, the very first words he said about the trade was defense wins championships. Well, he said that six more times in yesterday's press conference. He said that, you know, he referenced the tumultuous summer ahead, or like that it could have been, you know, saying that he wasn't sure if Luka was going to sign the Supermax. He got into it with ESPN's Tim McMahon about that. And obviously that's false. If they had done this press conference, you know, a week after, he would have had some more deniability. He still would have been wrong, as we've seen, but he would have had some more deniability. But what's crazy is, you know, it seemed like it was all the notes he probably, you know, maybe had prepped for, you know, the introductory press conference where GMs usually speak, and he chose not to speak at that and, you know, has not been heard up until yesterday publicly. It felt like it was the same note copy-pasted, just completely not updated to the reality of everything that's happened from now till then, which I'm sure everybody knows. It's been a lot, and it's pretty much all been bad.
Tim, I'm going to ask a question here, and I think you can give me an answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you feel like that Mark Cuban is skating on this whole thing? And I mean skating on it that maybe that he didn't have the money to pay Luka, and that's why he had to sell and maybe that he is the one that, like, listen, I can't afford this guy, but maybe somebody else can. Is he skating on the possibility of Luka leaving here or being traded away from here?
No, I don't think it's that. I mean, I don't think that Mark Cuban, you know, had the liquid money to run, you know, far into the luxury tax. I mean, I think that was a huge reason why he chose to sell. But, I mean, it's the same thing. You can sign Luka to this big extension, and as long as you don't go into luxury tax, it's not like, you know, you're going to spend that money somewhere. And it's just a different out, like the huge, richest contract in NBA history, all that stuff. Yeah, it sounds scary. It sounds huge, but, you know, that is money that is going to go to other players on your team, to other parts of your team. You know, the question is whether you're going to be a luxury tax team or not. That's really where the qualifiers come in. But no, I don't think that's, you know, I think that's why, like, the money is why Mark sold, but not in the specific context of keeping Luka. And obviously, it's, you know, as Mark Cuban kind of wants you to know, he never would have done this, but also wants you to still be, you know, all Mavs fans still, you know, should stay Mavs fans. It's a very interesting two-faced argument or line of logic that he keeps walking over the past weeks.
Tim, is he on the lower level, or was he on the lower level of owners' wealth in the NBA?
I don't have an exact answer for you, but yeah, I think my impression is, my impression is that most of his worth, or a huge amount of his valuation, was tied up in the Mavericks, you know, as an asset.
Sure. Tim Cato with us, All City Dallas. One other thing that I think has Maverick fans, including myself, just really perplexed is what's going on with the relationship between the organization now and Dirk. You know, Nico did have that comment, my responsibility to the fan base is to put a championship caliber team on the floor. It's not about Dirk, the franchise's most important figure, obviously, is what I was thinking, right? Like, the Mavs are Dirk, I think, to a lot of Maverick fans. Is that relationship deteriorating at a really rapid rate?
No, it's already deteriorated. It's been deteriorated for a while now. And, you know, that Luka got traded is, I think Luka was the one thing kind of keeping Dirk tied and present and at games for the Mavericks. And now that he got traded, you know, that whatever was left that was keeping Dirk, you know, kind of as a proud fan, as, you know, in face of this franchise, is completely dissolved. And, you know, yeah, so those comments, those specific comments from Nico, I asked a couple pointed questions about Dirk and the team's relationship to him. And, you know, I should say that Nico was nothing but effusive in praise towards Dirk. Said he could have any position he wanted, but what he has not said is that, you know, a lot of, you know, the people that Dirk valued at the franchise were pushed out by Nico Harrison and Tim McMahon. You know, that's the specific quote that you're referencing. Tim McMahon kind of pushed on that thread that I kind of opened and pushed at, you know, specific people in the medical staff who had, you know, left and been pushed out under by Nico. And so in the context of that quote, you know, you're going to do right by the Dallas Mavericks, even if people like Dirk or the fans disagree. It was in the context of, you know, medical staffers being pushed out. But I'm, okay, as someone in the room, I will tell you, I think that quote is a fair summation of everything that Nico was saying and all the decisions he's making, the Luka trade included, that he is going to do it his way, even if it comes at the expense of someone like Dirk Nowitzki, the guy with the statue outside the arena, disagreeing with him.
Tim Cato, All City Dallas, with us here in the Nation. What else did you find interesting or ridiculous about the things that were said yesterday?
Oh, man. What have we covered so far? I mean, the defense wins championships. You know, the six times you said that was certainly my big takeaway. And, you know, I had to look at Ben from D Magazine, who was sitting next to me. You know, and you know, the last time somebody had asked Nico, you know, what's the one thing that fans, you know, misunderstand about why this trade happened? And Nico, you know, totally stone, you know, like straight face was like, the biggest misunderstanding that fans have about the trade is that we believe defense wins championships. It's just like what is going to be accomplished here? You know, it genuinely felt like there was other pushbacks. You know, there was little side comments. I asked about Quentin Grimes, and you know, it's like, well, you know, worked out for the best because he went off and you know is scoring. You know, is able to be scoring a bunch, but you know, we didn't view him in that way. But you know, the reason I was asking those questions is first, he hadn't addressed them, and second, you know, Dallas gave up the, you know, a valuable second round pick, and only belatedly got a worse one back, you know, while also giving up the best player. There were just multiple instances of, you know, this feeling like, again, that, you know, this was the same things he could have said, and at least would have, they would have come off with more of a, you know, more deniability if he had just done this press conference when GMs usually do press conferences following the trade deadline. And everything he said did not feel updated, did not feel up to speed. The other big thread that I pushed on is just like, what responsibility do you feel you have to the fans? This is where some of the Dirk questioning came from. Just the idea that, you know, this is a fan base that believed that Luka was following in the culture and footsteps of Dirk Nowitzki, who is the face of the franchise. And, you know, essentially, to paraphrase, I think Nico told me that it's not his job to care what the fan base thinks. And while that typically, in most instances, is true, I find it very hard to believe that, you know, a person would come into the Dallas Mavericks who have such a very clear image of what this, you know, what Dirk stood for and thus what the franchise stood for, and decide this is the team, you know, to go do it, you know, in the image that is so different and so rooted in, you know, one person's vision of how basketball should be.
Tim Cato with us here in the G-Bag Nation. One other thing that I thought was interesting and also just kind of jarring was the question about the future first-round picks and Nico saying he's got 3 years left on his deal and he plans on seeing those 3 years out. So he, to me, that indicates doesn't have the future of the Mavericks really in the best picture. He's really just looking at the 3 years that he's going to be there, and then whatever the status is of the club, maybe he's just done and he's moving on to the next venture. What was your take on how that conversation went?
Oh, not a surprise. This is something I think I reported, like, you know, I hopped on a live show, you know, with DLS. We did a live show the moment the Luka trade happened. I'm pretty sure I said it then. I know I reported it the next day that what I had heard is that, you know, Nico did not view this job as like a long-term position, that he wanted to do it his way, do it, under the philosophy he felt made sense, and move on at some point in the near future. And so for him to say that, to more or less, you know, confirm that, certainly to not give an answer that was, you know, super indicative that he views it in any other way, you know, it just kind of matched everything that I've been hearing for the month leading up to the Luka trade, which, you know, at the time I thought was something that explained more why he's so willing to give up draft capital for the future. But it's even more damning in this context, I think. And I think the big question, you guys may have been about to ask it, but the big question is he going to see out that 3-year contract? And the answer is I don't know for sure up until this point. All public, you know, everything that's been said publicly by Patrick Dumont has been support for Nico and his vision. But I'll tell you this. Patrick Dumont was the one who pushed for that interview to happen yesterday. It's not something Nico wanted to do. And I think this is a fair statement based off everything I know. I think since the Dumonts took control of the Mavericks, I think this is the first time that Nico has been made to do something that he didn't want to do. And if you're really, I can't tell you that this is not reporting, I don't know this, but just speculating on how bizarre that is, I really do wonder if this was Patrick Dumont putting, you know, making Nico go out there and see if he can make the situation better. And the fact that he very clearly did not make the situation better, I do really wonder how that plays and what he might be thinking right now.
That makes a ton of sense because none of it made sense. So the fact that he was maybe forced to do it and they were not really well prepared with some of the things that they had ready to go, just keeping hammering the point about defense wins championships and, oh, by the way, Luka Doncic is Monte Ellis. Y'all have a great day. Tim, we appreciate the time, dude. You're a super beast, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thanks for the report.
Absolutely. Happy to.
There he goes, Tim Cato, All City Dallas, right here in the G-Bag Nation, live at Shell Shack, pre-gaming for tomorrow's extravaganza. It is National Crawfish Day, $6 per pound crawfish, big and tasty. That's what they're bringing to the table at Shell Shack all across DFW tomorrow. Make sure you capitalize on that. Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, coming up next, Broadus.
Yeah, I'm going to make Wolchuk pull out his big board, and we're going to go through that. Let's do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Shout out to Tolo Todd, who just came right up to us. He left, came back in the building, and said, "Guys, I meant to tell you, Bobby Belt can kiss my ass." Said, "Thank you very much, Todd. We appreciate you for that." As we party live,
it was a great walk off by Todd.
It was awesome. A walk off,
and Todd's a great dude. He got to eat some delicious crawfish at the bar. Several other people here at Shell Shack off North Henderson here in Dallas. Come on out, party with us. We're here until 6:30. As this is the place to be, Shell Shack. off North Henderson. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Brontis.
Thank you very much, Wooly Bully. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant, who's been a part of this all year long. Really, really do appreciate you guys. Couple of things. Finally got the stack done. So that will be up on 105.3 The Fan beginning next week. So I did I did 235 players, evaluated 235 players, ranked them from 1 to 235. So you'll have that in what order I'll take them in. And then I also put up my actual board, which I've done ever since I've been a part of a draft in 1992. It's done by position, by round. I stack them within the round by the position. You can also see that. We'll have that up. And then also we'll see if they – I gave them an offense and a defensive version of my stack, but by position. So you'll be able to, like, look at all the players, all the wide receivers, and then I'll have them from where they – their name and then where they are in my stack. So
that's
you can
awesome.
Kind of follow along there. So hopefully that's information that will help you. I'm sure a lot of folks have kind of got their own ideas, their own way of doing it and stuff, but I believe in being about transparent on this and talk about this. And, you know, if there are guys that I liked, I want you to know about it. If there's guys I didn't like, mm-hmm. know about that as well. And looking forward to really the Draft 101 tomorrow night. That's such a fun, fun event. And then also, too, next week, the Thursday, Friday, we're out at Pluckers doing that whole thing. Everybody's excited about that. We go into the Star and work on the draft for 3 days and cover that. That's always a great partnership that we have with the Dallas Cowboys and DallasCowboys.com. So a lot of fun to be involved with that. All right, Zach, I asked you about to take your board, okay? And you know me, I've
got the board out.
I'm all about.
It's an impressive board there, Wolchuk.
I hope it is.
I'm all about.
That's a huge board.
I'm all about.
It's underselling it to call it a big board.
Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so all about them.
They really have put up like content that you can kind of take and say, okay, this makes sense or this doesn't make sense. Real quick, can I ask you guys a question as I'm thinking about it?
Absolutely, man. You're SEG.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Think about this. If they take a receiver at 12, mm-hmm. is it a chance that receiver is better than CeeDee Lamb?
I would say no.
I would say there's a chance over time. Absolutely, there's a chance. The likelihood is not high. CeeDee's awesome. But there's a chance.
When your favorite ones, and you like McMillan.
Yeah, Tet would be my
top
guy.
And you like Abuka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number two.
And you like Golden.
Yep, number three.
And then Burden.
Yep.
Any chance? And you say there's a chance.
There's a chance. Eric, you don't seem to feel
maybe it's an unfair question to you.
Yeah, I don't know these guys like y'all do, but right. Just the idea that someone's going to be able to, like, you think you're going to draft a guy who's going to be a top five, surefire top five receiver in the league? Because that's what CeeDee Lamb is. So it's less to do about these guys and more to do about CeeDee Lamb's in the upper echelon. He's in the one percenters. He's a top five receiver.
Did you kind of feel like when we were working on the CeeDee Lamb draft, you know, we were excited. We thought he was one of the better receivers. And
yeah.
I think the Cowboys had him in the top six on their board.
Right.
This receiver that they're potentially about to pick will probably be sitting in the same spot. Will probably be a guy that, you know. That
top 10 on their board for sure.
Yeah, top 10 on their board for sure. And I wonder if there's a chance, because we always talk about, oh, a number two to CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's a chance that one of these guys comes in and it ends up being a better receiver than CeeDee Lamb.
In year one or just over the next few years kind of thing?
Next 2-3 years.
Do you feel like that's the case? You feel like these guys got a shot?
You know what? There's guys in this thing when you watch guys, and I'll say this, Luther Burden, mm-hmm. separate.
Yeah.
You know, you watch Golden, separate. Watch Abuka separate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To me, I wonder if a guy like Dak Prescott, and we've talked about this before, if Dak could throw to guys that are separators, and will we be watching and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, look at that play. Because all the guys that we're talking about at the top of the board, there's a reason why they brought all those wide receivers in.
Sure.
There is a reason. Because even, you know, I don't think it's about a number two here. I think
you take a receiver at 12 thinking that he could be a wide receiver one.
Yeah, one.
Bingo.
Eight.
Maybe what you got, with something you got like in Cincinnati, you know, where you have a Joe Burrow and people go, oh, well, Dan brought us. They have Joe Burrow. You have Dak Prescott. Oh,
but just looking at the receivers.
Just looking at the receivers.
And an IUK like Fran had years ago.
If you had Chase already on your team and you brought in the guy they have.
Higgins.
If you brought in T. Higgins, do you think T. Higgins comparable to what you have with Chase?
See, I think there's a gap there. I think Higgins is fantastic, but Ja'Marr Chase might be the best receiver in the sport, certainly top three or whatever, and I think that's the same with CeeDee Lamb. Like, one of these guys could come in and we're like, dang, we kind of have a 1A, 1B situation, but there's no confusion on who 1A is.
But you could be looking at two top 10 guys, and that's why I can't say there's no chance. Like, the 4-3-5, so there's no chance he's higher than CeeDee. Justin Jefferson was, what, the fifth receiver taken in his draft class?
And
he's the best receiver in football to a lot of people right now.
Absolutely.
I can't say there's no chance.
Yeah.
There absolutely is a chance. We don't know.
Yeah. See, CD is outstanding. His traits, outstanding. But these guys that you're bringing in, I wouldn't consider CeeDee Lamb a separator. Would you guys, watching him play?
I don't think he's helped in this offense. I will say that, but
do you think he has a chance to be helped in this offense? Then,
I think we
don't know what this new offense is going to be.
I'm hopeful.
It sounded like they want to run the football, but they go and get two backs that really
don't run the football.
Don't run the football.
Yeah, I think CeeDee Lamb is a separator, but he's most impressive just after the catch in general.
Yeah, that was his best strength coming out of OU too. Was his yak?
Yeah,
much like Burton.
That's what I'm saying, but I think these guys that we're talking about at 12,
they got a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you could sit there and you could say, and like I said, everybody's thinking, oh, well, this is just a one and two. These guys have a chance. At Golden, I think Golden has a chance. I think Burden has a chance. I think Ibuka has a chance. The way that they play,
well, maybe this wide receiver class isn't as bad as it was sort of made out to be.
I don't know. I mean, like I say, it made me wonder that we keep talking about a compliment to Lamb.
Yeah.
Could you get a guy that's as good or maybe even better?
Ideally, that's what you'd like at 12. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
100%.
All right. Pro Football Focus did this. They had a mock draft.
We got to speed through this, Broadus.
Oh, we can carry it over if we need to.
Let's carry it over. Okay, I think we got ball sacked. Or there was just a logistical problem.
I'm way over time. Tell you what, Brian, let's carry this over.
Let's do this
mock draft. I've got my big board out. We might get a surprise guest, and I'll explain to you why I am taking the biggest L of the week. That's next in the nation.
All right.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.